What's up, everybody? This is Taylor Gray. I wanted to welcome you to a new podcast that we're starting here called COVID Community. And with this podcast, what we're trying to do is create a space to just talk about this situation that we're in. We're all feeling it differently. We're all navigating our experiences in our own way. And we figured that there's some things that people would probably want to get off their chest or at least like to hear someone else explore. So I grabbed one of my homies who I love to talk about, even just outside of times of crisis. We just talk about what we observe about life. My homie Armand is here with me, man. What's good, bro?
How you doing, man?
Man, that's a hard question to answer quickly, so I'm going to just say good.
Good. I'm glad that you're good.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Things could really be like messed up. Like, it could really be bad out here. And unfortunately for a lot of people, it is. But speaking for myself, like, thank God. Like, I'm cool. I'm cool.
That's good, man. We need to hear more of that. We need more people landing there and being real about it. So that's dope.
Yeah, man. It's you know, like, you only hear, and sometimes your mind only like gauges and goes to one side. Like, when you only, and I think we're just bent to be negative, just as humans, or at least culturally, we want to go negative. But like, sometimes you gotta like fight for that. You gotta fight for that. You know what? Like, I'm good. Like, it's not perfect, but like, I'm all right. And sometimes that's where you find like a level of breakthrough. Like, I am all right.
Yeah. And you are good. Some days I'm that way, but today I'm kind of like in between. I've been looking for different outlets to try to explore just getting to a healthy place and staying there. I have a video game system that I never play, and so it just makes me think of what video games I could play in order to help me escape. Yeah. So you got any recommendations?
out the gate, like, I don't know, man, because I'm not into video games like that anymore. Out the gate, I'm always gonna say like, yo, play GTA, play The Last of Us, play The Walking Dead, or you know, you could get in your Super Nintendo bag, you get the little SNES Classic, and get you some Mario Kart in or something. You
know, that last suggestion actually sounded like an escape.
Harken back to a better time,
a simpler time where you can't save your game. And when you die, you're dead. So basically, Armand's saying there's no escape. Like, you know, like, so no matter what, there's the end, and you just got to face it. So
you just get on 2K.
Man.
2K.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Oh,
but
bro,
but anyway, like, what we wanted to do is have some conversations, again, about how we are navigating this. So obviously, one of the I think, most pressing issues that we can visit with is mental health, how people are doing mentally as they process a new normal in society and some mandates being laid down about how we interact with one another. We have a certain distance between the two of us. I don't know if it's 6 feet, but it's respect. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's a code that's being enforced here that we're respecting each other. But yeah, man, I think mental health is just something that we could talk about.
And I think we have to like lay some ground rules. And if we're going to talk about mental health, like, we have to talk about mental health for real, because I think when culturally we talk about mental health, it's really, really pretty and it's cute. I don't want to call any names, but it's like I went to therapy and now I feel better sort of mental health. Whereas, you know, mental health can be cyclical. Mental health can be damaging. Mental health has lots and lots of layers. It's traumatic. It's generational. It's all different things. So, like, if we're going to talk about mental health today, especially in relation to this, I think we really got to be willing to, like, go there.
Yeah, and I think that's dope, because what we're seeing in this time is forcing us to go there.
Absolutely.
You know, the things that people may have been managing and maybe just trying to put on a front for others to say, oh, no, I don't have any issues. This situation is causing them to come out the closet.
Absolutely.
And say, oh, you're really that person. Or look in the mirror and say, I'm really that person. And maybe with less recourse now of how to deal with it than they would have in the past. But at the end of the day, coming to an honest place is good, because I've been seeing people losing it, you know, just straight up, like, the idea of depression has taken on a different kind of result in the way that people are trying to ultimately cope with who they are and their identity and what they're going to do, their mortality, how long they're going to live, and just really their own self-worth, their value. I think there are some people who have been silently struggling that are now starting to openly struggle and say, man, I might actually suffer from depression.
I'm reminded of something that Will Smith said recently, where he talked about us wanting to achieve our way out of our trauma. And like, our culture is so inundated with success and doing stuff and you know, putting hands on everything and accomplishments. And now we're being told to sit down. And because we're being told to sit down, you look at it two ways. On one hand, people are trying to turn sitting down into doing something. So now you have this big campaign with social distancing, like they're finding different ways to communicate it, which it's kind of like not sitting down. Maybe it's like it's doing stuff within the realm of sitting down, which is kind of, I don't know, it's a little contradictory to me. Or it can be. But also people are like, they're having to sit down, and all of the stuff that they tried to like achieve their way through, relationships that they needed to mend and they didn't. Because even, I mean, God, like, you know, there are people that you probably need to apologize to, and you've just put it off, and now you have nothing but time. We all have nothing but time. And I think the silence is speaking really, really loud to some people, and they don't like that. You know, you can usually achieve your way through the silence. You can cut something on. But now it's like you've ran through your Netflix queue, you beat all the games, you recorded or done whatever you did, and now you're just like, now what? What happens at 4:30 if I'm working from home and I'm off at 4:30 and I've got the rest of the night to do nothing? Or if I'm not working currently, I have all day to twiddle my thumbs and think. And I think people being forced to do that, and even that word, like forced to do that, is challenging, because you're like, I'll do it when I'm ready. And now it's like, this is like, well, bro, you got to get ready.
You got to get ready. And just the notion of getting to know someone, and saying, now is the time to do that. And for many people, that someone that they have to get to know is themselves.
Yeah.
And just starting to discover that in the doing, in the achieving, in the being busy, you found your identity in that, and all this activity you have going on, and this slowdown, this sharp slowdown says, oh, you can't do those things anymore. You have to answer the question of who are you? You know, where do all those things spring from? And I think that there are a lot of people, as they get to know themselves, like, they don't like what they see.
Absolutely.
And then they can look at the things that they do as an output that comes from that place. It says, I do this because I don't like what I see.
And that makes me a good person, because though I don't like me, I do these good things.
Yeah.
So there's a balance that people try to find. Like, I'm trash here, but I do accomplish these things. That's normally what the other side of that is. It's usually accomplishment.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's the dark side of the coin. And then I guess we should also flip to see the other side of the coin, where people are discovering things about themselves that they never had time to sit down and understand, or discover things about other people, like their relationships around them maybe take on a new level of value. Just being forced to stop and sit down and look across the room at another person and say, wow, like, you know, we actually connect on a deeper level. You know, that gives a sense of self-worth. And then that helps you be able to move on with, I guess, a lot of things you've been putting off in life.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think, like, when you think about someone's mental state, particularly in the church, what we're forced to deal with now is this idea of community. You know, what is community? You know, what does it mean to have it? I think there's this ever elusive diagram of what it's supposed to be with people and to discover, like, the value of being connected and being held accountable and all these terms that we use, and yet we don't really explore them for real. But now it's like, yo, what do we have? You know what I mean? Like, is this something that we ever even had in person? And what do we miss? Because we all feel like we miss something, and we're not okay as we parse through all those things. But I think it's okay to find that disconnect, or to find that gap. It's a good thing to find it, because, you know, I'm as a pastor, I'm gonna look to God to help fill in those spaces and fill in those answers to those questions. They're not going out as echoes in the wind, but there's actually answers to those questions, whether it be in the things you're asking yourself, whether you're asking of other people, or if you're directly asking God. So it goes back to what you said, like, we're going to talk about this thing. We got to be real. And that means some ugly prayer lives. That means some ugly conversations with other people. That means some ugly, you know, moments with yourself where you can't get a haircut and you're just done with how you look as an individual.
Somebody help me, please.
Yeah. But it's real.
Someone please call 911.
So yeah, like what kinds of music do you think is good to listen to during these times?
You jump right into the D-Nice
bag.
Hey,
look, bro, I'm like, yo, like, because you know, people are dealing with this. It's like, okay, so what bag do you get into when you're in your low?
I think you have to get,
I hope you understand the question I'm asking. Like, what bag do you get into?
Me personally?
Yes.
Oh, I get in my 90s R&B bag.
Okay.
Because
okay.
It's always going to make me feel better. Late 80s. Maybe 87 to like 96, 97. That vein right there is going to always put me in a good mood.
It's like really happy scumbag music, like, but it's happy.
Yeah, see, but scumbag is different, because when I think of scumbag now, I think of like The Weeknd. I think of like overtly scumbag.
Sure.
Like back then, they was like creeps, where like it wasn't as obvious what they was trying to do, what they was trying to go. They had coded language. Like,
that's
nowadays,
true.
They
that's
just,
true.
it's all in there. There's things
savagery,
you don't.
Savagery, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't know until you got older what certain songs meant. So now you can almost get into your ignorant bag and say, oh, well, I just enjoy the beat, knowing that I'm singing I'm singing along to this girl who's happily the side chick.
Oh, man, you know they're still using that. I just like the beat. That still works.
It's going to be forever undefeated in the church.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will say, I would agree that 90s R&B is good for your mental health, just sonically. Like, but what comes with that is watching the videos, because there's dances that actually, like, make you physically feel better. Like, man, if I could move my shoulders like that, like the step that comes with with the move, like, you know, it's a real thing.
The Drew Hill, the Tell Me Jump.
Yeah. Or H-Town, like, you know, like the full-blown choreography comes with the music, and it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are never going to listen to 90s R&B, but this is personal.
That's
so,
fine.
You know, you can disagree if you want. You'll still be wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Greatest era and genre of music ever, but that's a whole other conversation. I'll say it. It's fine.
Yeah. But listen, like, I think it's important to find those outlets. So
absolutely. And we're seeing that with, you know, the resurgence of the DJ on Instagram. Like, you've got D-Nice and DJ Premier and Lord Finesse. And last night there was a beat battle with Timbaland and Swiss.
Yeah.
And that, like, really is lifting people's spirits. It's offering. I think sometimes we put we associate escapism with, like, in a negative context, but sometimes you do need to just, like, yo, I need a minute. Like, this is very much present, but let me take a step back, let me breathe, because if I engage it right now, like, I'm gonna say the wrong thing. You know that in the context of, like, marriage, like, if I say what I'm gonna say right now, I'm gonna spend the next 10 years cleaning up what I said, because you're gonna hold on to that. But if I take a step back, and I say, yo, let me go walk around the neighborhood for a minute. Let me chill. Let some of the steam out, and then re-engage. I'm able to, like, reassess and realign who I'm talking to, and in turn, like, how I talk to the person that I'm talking to. Like, it makes the conversation easier and better. And for many of us, clearly, music has been a balm.
A balm,
a beautiful balm.
Yes. Two rappers are clearly saying that up here, and that's just what it's going to be. But I think for those of those of you who are the audience that are listening for structure and direct bullet points of what we're going to talk about, I guess there are some takeaways that we can give you as it relates to mental health, some healthy ways to approach an unhealthy situation. And that is finding an outlet. We just talked about music being an outlet, at least for us. For many people, I think it's kind of a universal tool to bring people together. But even in music, you can kind of find out how unhealthy you are, like the stuff you like to listen to.
Yes, you can.
You could be like, man, why do I listen to this? Like, let me just print out the lyrics and just like sit with this for a minute. Like, this is what I like. Like, do I like anything? Like, you know, just that's a vein right there to explore, you know, to get to a better place and to even lead to some self-discovery. I would say another way to combat a dark place mentally is to have a truthful, honest conversation. Like, and what do I mean by that? A lot of times I think what's baked into our minds that we got to pay somebody to have a real conversation. We got to go see a therapist. And that's going to either go to your deductible or that's going to be a copay, and that's something you end up having to pay for. But think about the last time you had a conversation with depth and layers with someone else about what you're thinking, what you're feeling, or maybe listening to what somebody else is thinking and what they're feeling. And you kind of try to explore getting to know one another and connect with another human being. A lot of times we just pay for that. You know, we say, okay, yeah, we can do that. We actually have to pay a bill to do that. Right now, I think we have an excellent opportunity to just connect with people, even if you don't know why you miss someone, just to communicate that you miss them and then start to be introspective about why you miss them and have like a real conversation without being afraid of it being weird or having the convenience of being so superficial that you don't have to stay there too long. You can retreat to your corner. So now I think is a great opportunity for you to have a real honest conversation with another human being.
And I think I'm gonna double back on that and really charge men to do that.
Because
we're really good at, you know, we find commonalities. So it's music or it's fashion or it's sports. And whenever you get too deep, then it's like, yo, did you see the game last night? Or, yo, did you get the new Yeezys? Or, yo, did you hear the new blah, blah, blah? Yeah. And it's like, some of that stuff is now taken away. You know, some people don't have the money to buy that stuff. And, you know, God bless the NBA. They're not playing right now. Help me. Help us. You know, so, like, really all you have are your thoughts and these connections. One of my favorite scriptures is, you know, he who is friendly must first show himself friendly, or he who wants friends must first show himself friendly. I'm paraphrasing. But, like, you kind of got to go out of your way. You know, so the spaces that you do have, God bless the group chat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like lean into those spaces. Talk about something outside of, you know, what y'all normally talk about in that group chat. Ask how everybody's doing, how everybody's holding up, how their families are. And then also, you know, like, hey, you know, according to the law, like, we can still gather under 10 people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, invite a small group of people to your house, and like, just, I think we're created for connection. Like, the same way that God desires intimacy with us, we just want that direct intimacy with other people. Yeah. So, like, lean into that. Be, you know, community is another one of those buzzwords up there with mental health. Yeah. You know, and community, like, sometimes establishing community is really ugly. Yeah. But getting past that ugly part, like, that is huge. There's infinite, limitless benefit in that once you push past that awkwardness, if that's there.
That's real. I have nothing to add to that. It's a really important truth to understand. At the beginning of how the Bible is constructed, it starts with the book of Genesis, and one of the things that God says as he looks at humankind, his creation, he says it's not good for that person to be alone. It's not good. So we can build a connection beyond what it looks like to be with someone. This room that we're in is empty right now, but even sometimes when it's filled, it's still people who are not with anybody. Absolutely. You know, so we can find out what it means to be with someone right now. So, you know, explore your creative outlets, music or whatever other things you enjoy. have a real conversation with someone, and I'm going to just insert prayer. I'm going to insert like real prayer, like, you know, not like the prayer that sounds like you can write it down and hopefully somebody recites it and is very impressed by your spirituality. I mean, like crying and screaming and questioning God, like expressing your doubts, your fears, your frustrations, your anger, your like cursing, you know, at God. Yeah, you can do that. He can handle you cuss, you know, like if you feel like you're reaching the end of yourself, but really more of like a actual real communication of your state of humanity, and let him meet you there. Let him like actually explore the depth of what it means to have a relationship with your creator. So make it real and actually use that as an opportunity to discover your humanity and walk away from that time even more secure in your being. So that would be my third recommendation in that, man. So with that being said, we said we didn't want to keep these too long. Is there anything else on your heart that you want to share as it relates to the rollout of mental health?
One more thing. Clear your phone out. I've seen people do that, and finding old pictures, old videos, stuff that you don't need, like literally clearing that space out, like declutter some area of your life.
Man.
And for a lot of us, our phones are very much cluttered. Like, yo, you want it all day now. You know what I'm saying? You tired of everybody doing TikTok challenges.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, clear, like, declutter your phone. Delete some stuff.
I got 8,500 unread emails in my box, right? So you like in my, you were in my space, like you're violating.
My bad.
So. Nah, you good. You good. That's good though. That's good. I think that's a good exercise. So with that, like this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg. You know, Armand and I are just we're really just kind of thinking broadly about the way that humans are dealing with this time, and hopefully as humans we can connect with one another and understand each other better as we are enduring what has definitely unfolded as a crisis. And our society is going to continue to change. It's going to continue to push us even more to try to understand what we can do in these times. And I hope that this is a space that we can create that becomes safe, becomes a place of processing, and ultimately a place of healing. So we appreciate y'all taking a listen, and I guess we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Peace.